Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa too. And boy, what a great show with Captain Ryan Botchman from the San Diego. Literally on the water stuff here on Father's Day. This is our gift to you fathers out there to find, to be able to talk to, an opportunity to talk to Captain Ryan and find out how to go catch a big bluefin tuna.
No doubt, man. How cool is that? Two tickets going fishing on the San Diego. Get to get in on this great fishing. I want to schedule it on a day that Brawl is running the boat, just so you know, we have another shot at those 200 pounders. You know,
I would.
Yeah. Yeah. How often now? That's a good question. How often are you guys you switching off, or are you running the boat a lot still? Of course.
My standard days off have always been Sunday and Monday. Those are family days.
Yeah.
But I have a young daughter now. She's 4, and so we're taking a lot of vacations.
Good for
and
you.
So Matt is a perfect guy because
he's
only worked on one boat. He came from
How cool is that?
He came from the Fisherman's Landing rental room straight to the San Diego, and he knows the system. He's been through slow fishing, phenomenal fishing, mediocre fishing. He's worked alongside great crew members. He's worked alongside guys that should be in prison. He's done it all. and he just rolls with the punches.
That's
you know,
cool.
Some of the guys that he's worked alongside are you know, guys that are doing very well for themselves now. Renee on the Shogun.
Sure.
Taro on the Liberty.
Yeah.
You know, he's been right next to him and worked with the best and doing. I can't be more proud of him.
So cool.
He's like a son to me.
Yeah.
Brother son combination.
Such a great guy.
So proud.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. And a great fisherman. I mean, that's the thing that's been so fun is, you know, there's no lack when you go on the San Diego, whether you are here behind the wheel. I mean, it is expert level to the 10th. I mean, it doesn't, there's no drop off.
I learn something from him every day.
That's pretty
cool. What's cool about fishing is we're always learning.
Yeah.
That's
what
I always tell the guys is don't ever think that you got this licked, because the second you do, guess what, you're done.
Well,
you're done learning at that point, and then it becomes not as fun, and burnout sets in, and you see people disappear from the industry.
So. And it'll just pass you by if you quit trying to, because it moves so fast, whatever it may be, tackle or electronics or fish or whatever it is, or the next wave of fish or the next cycle you get into. If you stay in one spot, it will just 100% pass you by.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, big event happening 1 week from today. It's Tuna Wars 5, and we have Mr. Mike Lum, the one and only, on the line to tell us about it. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day to all of you.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks, Mike.
So we got a big deal coming up next week. Don't know if you knew that.
I do. It's called Tuna Wars, right?
Yeah, we got the Wicked Tuna Captains coming back out here for the 5th consecutive year to compete in Tuna Wars, and that's great. The boats are full; they've been full for a month or so, and we're looking forward to that tournament. But actually, the most excitement is the captains' reception the night before, which the public is invited to, and we're hoping a whole bunch of you guys will come over and turn out over at Dana Landing. We're changing the venue this year to Steve Kennard's place, hoping that we have a little bit more space and a little more elbow room. But we've got some fun things planned. We're going to be doing a lot of great food. We're going to do a little different rather than just having a buffet line of regular restaurant-type food. We're going to have food stations and different people from sushi to tacos to barbecue to fish, to smoked fish, all kinds of stuff's going to be there. And Alpine Brewing is going to sponsor this event, so they're providing all of the beer, and there'll be wine and soda and water provided. So for a $30 admission, you get to come over, rub elbows with the captains, get autographs, pictures, all that kind of stuff, and partake in all the food and drink that you care to, and take part in a very, very special raffle, live auction, silent auction, and the ticket price is $30.
All part of the deal. $30 for everything, yep. And the auction items are beyond compare.
It's
you have
be
been
exciting.
Compiling an unbelievable array. I'm going to do in the MC, and we like we announced yesterday, Rockhard Rick and his fiance Dallas are going to be auctioning off some big items too. They'll be the auctioneers.
So let loose. I'm ante up, boys. It's Christmas time. I want to make a big auction splash.
There you go. You got to beat Frank.
Yeah, exactly. That's my goal.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We do have some wonderful prizes and a lot of things other than just fishing. I know a lot of the guys, there will be plenty of fishing tackle there, of course, but we've got vacations and artwork and consumer electronic goods and all kinds of cool stuff.
But they're always is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
It's really fun.
And
really
don't forget to lose sight of all the money that we raise for this event takes kids fishing. That's what it's all about.
You know, it does. That's the whole point behind this. And, you know, the guys from Wicked Tuna have been so generous with their time. They come out here on their own time. They do not ask for anything. And they come out, and it allows us to raise enough money to take an additional, for the last few years, we've been able to take an additional 1,500 kids out each year that they have come out just because of their generosity and, of course, all the people that come to the captain's reception and help us. And so everybody wins. It's a fun time. It's a great
It's really a blast.
And the kids that wouldn't otherwise get to go get added to our list of kids. And we're up to over 130,000 kids now since the Friends of Rollo was formed. The last few years, we've been marketing very heavily the Kids at Sea program, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, but from the very get-go back in 99 when this thing started as just a real small little organization, it's continued to grow and grow and grow. We will take over 100 charters this year filled with kids that otherwise would never have a chance to get out on the water.
Hey, the other Couldn't thing, speaking of kids, kids are just $10, right, at this event?
Kids are $10. That's exactly right.
So $30 for adults. Kids are $10. It's going to happen Sunday, 1 week from today, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing. It is actually going to be a culmination of right in front of Dana Landing and right next to Fast Lane Kayaks there, right across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. It's going to be a fantastic event. Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna, Captain Dave Marciano. And then the great thing is, next Sunday, right here in the Fan Studios, the one and only Captain Paul Hebert is going to be here with
be
his
fun.
Laugh and everything else. So that'll be great. We'll have that him on the show here next Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m.
If you want to get tickets, the easiest way to do it is to just go to the Captain Rollo's website, CaptainRollo's.org. It's right there on the homepage. Click it, and you can buy your tickets right there. They're $30 for adults, $10 for kids. And get yours and be there. We're going to have a great time.
So if you don't get tickets, are we going to sell them at the door?
We will, as long as we have, you know, ample room.
If they're available.
Okay. Yeah, if they're available. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Yeah. So buy your ticket. But the best thing to do is just go to CaptainRollo's.org and buy your tickets. $30 for adults, $10 for kids. Mike, it's going to be a great time. That's next Sunday, June 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing.
We're going to see you there.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, buddy. How about we jump into them? This time we're going to talk to Bob. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bob.
Hi, guys. I'm 83, and I'm always learning something from your show. You're pinning your sardine from bottom up, right?
That's right, Bob.
About that, huh?
Bob is a perfect example and a mentor of all of us on the boat. He's a great, great guy. We're constantly learning from him.
The one and only Bob Wolfson.
That's him.
Yeah.
Perfect. That is him.
Ryan, from the top, from the bottom down, up through the nose, right?
Yes, just like you. It's about keeping the mouth shut, so that way when you're swimming your sardine down or swimming your sardine up, the mouth stays closed, and it'll wiggle side to side behind your sinker better. If the mouth is open, it will not do that.
And how big of a hook are you using on these?
Good question.
Yeah, very good question. So on our fly line gear, we're telling people they need to be more finessey. Fly line is 40-pound. We want them using like a 1/0 circle hook.
Okay.
When they go to the sinker rig or something subsurface, we believe that it's tougher for them to see our line down there, less light penetration, all that. So we're bumping it up to 3-aught hooks,
okay,
circle hooks, heavier line, minimum of 50 pound, 60 or 80 is fine.
Okay.
But yeah, bump up the tackle when you're fishing something down deep. Heavier line, bigger hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
You ready to go, Bob?
I'm ready to go. I've been on a 3-day and 0 bites and a 1.5-day zero bites, and I never heard in the seminar to hook the bait that way. And how high up from the hook are you putting on your, say, 4-ounce rubber band sinker?
We're
and how long is that a fluorocarbon top shot? What's the recommendation?
Very good question.
Yeah. Very good question. For the sinker rig, Bob, I do not believe that you can have too long of a fluorocarbon top shot. On my tackle that we've been using a lot lately, and it my rod and reel actually caught a 160 last week. It's caught a half dozen fish over 100 pounds already this year. I wound a whole 50-meter spool of 70-pound Sunline fluorocarbon on top of my Spectra, and I believe it's helping us get a lot more bites because I think they follow those baits down for a while or follow them up, and they stare at them. I know that putting a whole spool of fluorocarbon is not cost-effective for a lot of people, but I would say put the longest piece of fluorocarbon on that you feel you can handle financially. you cannot have too long of a piece. I like some stretch and some forgiveness and some shock absorption in my system. If you're using Spectra to 4 feet of fluorocarbon, when you get these bluefin on, we've all seen it, how they shake their head and they fight weird, and there's no shock absorption in that system. We pull a lot of hooks because of that. So
yeah,
put a really long, as long a piece as you want to fish on that sinker rig, because
yeah,
it's not like fly lining where you need to cast and it's fluorocarbon can be unmanageable sometimes on the spool because it's stiff,
right,
and wiry. With that sinker rig, it doesn't matter. You know, put a lot on.
Okay. Good
yeah,
tips.
That's
hey,
great.
Bob, great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Your FishDope.com report today, sponsored by BlueGuard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches, sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by BlueGuard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Ryan, happy Father's Day.
Same to you, Dave.
Hey, I just want to say big happy Father's Day to my dad, Don Hansen. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Big Daddy
Hope
himself.
You have a great day. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pete, Rick, good morning. Happy Father's
good
Day
morning
to you guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey,
good morning.
Unbelievable, Ryan. You're sitting here talking about the most unbelievable time in the history of fishing. I've been doing these interviews with legends of the industry, guys that have been in the industry for 50-plus years, and every single one of them is talking. This is bizarre, Ryan, but they're talking about you.
Oh, man. Thank you.
It's unbelievable what you're doing and what they're doing on the Liberty, and what's going on down there. Is just, it's a time in our lives which is uncomparable to any other time in this fishing industry. And
I agree.
My family's been in it since the 40s. And if you have been in it longer and you've seen something like this, please call into the show and tell everybody about how bitching it was back in the 30s or something.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It's amazing. Me and the crew talk about that every day, you know, because it can get super frustrating out there.
Sure.
You know, you're out from daylight till dark and you haven't had a bite. We have to constantly remind ourselves that we're involved in something that may never happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's special. And when we get those opportunities, they let their guard down a little bit, and they're letting us catch them a little bit. We stay as late as we have to.
Yeah.
Like you said, you came in at 9 o'clock last night because they finally gave you a little chance, and you took it on the chin for a couple days in a row. Like, it's time to get them back.
I told the the guys on the PA that if we can keep one hooked up, we'll drift as long as I don't care. We'll stay out all night.
That's cool, man.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. And you weren't that far from home, so you can eat home, right?
Yeah. I mean, they don't let their guard down very often, and when they do, you need to take advantage of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, it's insane. I mean, most of the guys are talking about the good old days. They were catching barracuda, bonita, bass, and that was the big thing on a day trip, and that was it. And now you look, and you know, the thing that's been going on offshore, we were fishing those things until the middle of the night, but we were doing it, leaving in the middle of the night, fishing until the middle of the night. You're doing it, leaving in the morning when the sun's out, and coming back. It's just absolutely insane. So if anybody that's listening to this show has been waiting for something insane to happen, this is it. It's not going to get any more insane than right now. So all I can tell you guys is, like I say every week, you got to go fishing. But Pete, Rick, Ryan, Catalina is like unbelievable right now. Like I have never seen this ever before. You don't know what's going to happen there either. 3 days ago, I pull up to this kelp where we've been catching yellowtail every day, and I braille a scoop of sardines into the kelp, and it looked like harbor seals. Whoosh, whoosh. I'm like, what are all these harbor seals doing here? First fish, we hang it on a spinning rod, fight it for 12 minutes, get it. It's a 48-pound sea bass.
Oh,
and for the next 5 hours, it's full-speed sea bass in the kelp in 90 feet of water.
Wow.
It was just the most unbelievable thing I'd ever seen. I'd never seen nothing like it. All on fly line sardines.
Wow.
It was just, and you know, and then the next day we go back there and it's just straight yellowtail. And then the next day we go back there and it's straight log barracuda. You don't know what's going to happen over there. And the calico bass fishing is insane. I don't want to say this, Pete, but I got to. You were right. You were right. This 14-inch thing has made the most unbelievable difference. There's so many 5-pound calicos right now.
That's awesome.
So and I'm sorry, Pete, I have to say you
are. All right. Thank you very much. Indeed. Well,
what a week of fishing, Dave. It's just like you said, it's a very exciting time. Very exciting time to be participating in sport fishing right now.
Absolutely. There has never been a time like this, and no. I talk to a lot of old timers. And I get to interview Frank Lopresti next week
for
the website. So
all right. Well,
he'll be able to tell us how many giant bluefin he caught on the half-day boat back in the day.
Yeah, that's it. And, of course, fishdope.com is your source for all the information. Danny and the guys have been doing a fantastic job of keeping everybody up to date. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, you guys got to go check out the website. If you already know how to do everything, then just go there and listen to these guys, these legends of the industry, telling their stories, the old days, the stuff that some of you may have read about, but maybe you didn't read about. But these guys are sitting down with me, and they're telling the truth on camera of what it was like in the old days right up till today. So you want to go see how insane this is right now? Listen to some of these old-timers tell you the stories. It's worth the $4.99 just to listen to that.
Excellent.
So go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check out the website, guys. Even if you don't want to be on it forever, go on it for a month and just listen to all the interviews.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call this morning very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Some guy already answered my question, but I just want to say to Captain Ryan, hey, I went on your boat about a month ago, had a fantastic time. Your crew is professional. You know, it was just an ultimate time. Me and my son went, and we had a great time.
Thank you very much, Mark.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
All right.
Glad
appreciate
to hear you
that,
time, Mark. You have a question?
No, I have no question. No problem. Answer my question.
Yeah, all good,
right,
buddy.
Thanks
no
very much for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to John? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And I know it's trophy hunting and all that, but you know, on the days where the counts you get a one or two or a handful, is that a result of just not that many opportunities, only a few anglers getting bid, or is it more the case of the whole boat getting opportunities and maybe the talent level or experience plays a factor in that?
We've seen both. You know, we've seen both scenarios. Sometimes if you see a fish count and there's one or two bluefin in the count, it is a case where we hooked 30 of them and they were all really big, and maybe we had, you know, beginners on the boat, which we love taking fishing. But even for a seasoned vet, if you hook a 150-pounder, they're tough.
Totally.
You know, they're just tough. And another part of what makes them so special. And other times it's, you know, we talked about it before the show off the air. Bluefin are the only fish that I have seen. A white sea bass would do it too, where they can go into this mode where they are 100% uncatchable. And they do
it. No matter what you do.
100%.
100%. Especially in the hours that we're there. We're trying to catch these things between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., which the textbook says is the worst time to try to catch.
Sure, huh?
You know, so that's a big factor too. A lot of times what has happened over the last few years is we will see the 3/4 day boats, the full day boats, we'll see really good sign in an area. We will talk to our friends on the day and a half boats, and they know, and you know, myself and Matt, we know what good sign is, and one of those day and a half boats will go fish that area. And they'll get a really good gray bite or a night bite.
Right.
And just by the time we get out there, they're done. So to answer your question, we've seen both. We've seen one or two fish in the counts because we hooked a lot and lost them. We've also seen it because they go into that bluefin mode where, honestly, to me, it looks like on the meter that they're asleep. They're swimming through the boat constantly.
Really?
But they will not bite anything. And they are the only fish that I have seen that can be so uncatchable like that, it doesn't matter what you do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Chris and Claremont up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day, everybody. I'm sorry that I missed your show yesterday. It's one of the first of years, but, you know, sometimes you have to go to work.
Yeah, I have to go to work. It was a great Engineers Ford, Mark Wheeler, is such a gracious host, and it was a fantastic show. And what great attendance, too. We had close to 90 people there, and thanks to all the support staff that was there, and sure appreciate that. And we'll be doing it again on July 6th at Mossy Ford, so come on out to that one.
You know, Chris, one thing, too, download that app. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app. Adam does such an awesome job. You can, if you ever catch a show or you miss a show, like, say, you got to go to work and you're driving into work, you know, during the week, you can catch the archive shows, especially on the app, super easy. It's just a great way to kill time when you're driving home. There's nothing to it. It's two buttons you push on your phone, and next thing you know, you can catch the show anytime you want to listen to it on demand. It's a really good way to go if you happen to miss a fun one.
I got a question for the captain, please.
Go ahead.
Hey, Ryan, my brother's the biggest fisherman in the family, but he hasn't been doing any fishing lately because he had a lot of surgeries, you know, knee replacement, hip replacement, that kind of stuff. He wants to go back out on the boat. He's not in a wheelchair, but he does use a cane and sometimes a walker. Is that possible to go on your boat, or can you recommend a boat? He won't need a lot of assistance, but he will need to get on and off the boat, kind of, you know.
We have passengers that need assistance almost daily, and yes, it's certainly possible. What I would recommend is really watch the weather. You know, if someone has a hard time getting around, you don't want to be out there when it's 15, 17, 20 knots. You want to be out there when it's flat, greasy calm.
Yeah.
And there's so many good weather apps now that, you know, we just don't get caught in bad weather like we used to.
You can forecast it now.
You can forecast it. And we would love to have them on the boat. You know, we have people in wheelchairs come out. It happens, you know, a couple times a year.
Yeah.
We'll have a guy in a wheelchair. So, yeah, he can certainly come out. But watch that weather. Bring them out when it's flat.
Well, one thing that's really nice about your boat is just there is just a lot of room, and it's very comfortable. Whether you're sitting, you know, down at the deck level, whether you're sitting in the huge area up top, there's just lots of places to be, and it's an extra, or the galley, which is very big and very comfortable also. Like, there's no lack of spots to be at on the San Diego.
Wide open.
Yeah, it really is. It'd be a perfect boat for it.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are still packed up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, I'll tell you what, you're leaving for Kingfisher Charters this afternoon, Ricky. So you're going to miss out on a whole week of Point Loma Seafoods right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
I got my fix yesterday. That's what we do. I mean, I work right there. It is the freshest thing in town. We stop all the time. My what is still like my go-to is that shrimp taco plate. I had it for lunch yesterday. Oh, there's nothing like Point Loma Seafoods.
Let me tell you, I had the grilled yellowtail tacos the other day. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
yeah, fantastic. And all their fish, the fresh sushi. And we had one of those fresh Dungeness crab that they have live in the tank there. Beyond compare.
It's a next level place, and it's so rare that you can walk into a shop in San Diego and see the cases that they have, whether it be their smoked and jerky, the killer full fish case, the sushi platters that they have. It's unbelievable.
Yep. Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we have a special guy on the line. Mind your manners, guys, because we have Lieutenant Victor Buñuelos from the San Diego Harbor Police on the line. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
What's up, Victor?
Hey, great to have you on the show this morning here on The Fan. And you're telling us about a great program that you officers at the San Diego Harbor Police have put together called Fish with a Cop. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Thanks to Friends with Rollo, thanks to the San Diego Harbor Police Foundation, and thanks to the Sport Fishing Association, we are actually doing a unique trip based on Coffee with a Cop. It's kind of a spin-off. We said, hey, this Coffee with a Cop stuff is fun. It brings our community out. We get to engage our community. But why don't we do something original? And a lot of the Harbor Police officers are fishermen, including myself. And by the way, Captain Boston, excellent fisherman. You have an excellent show today. I've fished on the San Diego many times. I can't wait to go fishing, by the way. This show gets me so excited. So we've partnered with Perkins Elementary, where we're going to have 25 students. And Perkins Elementary, to be realistic, is a student. They have a student body that is very underprivileged. About 40% of the students are considered homeless and have to deal with certain disadvantages that most people don't really think about. Poverty, dealing with single-parent homes, and a bunch of different characteristics that give a disadvantage. So being that today is Father's Day and fathering is all about mentorship, it's a great day to talk about Fish with a Cop. So we're going to get 25 students, 25 police officers. We're going to get a boat. Thanks to Friends with Rollo, we're going to take them out on the Dolphin on June 26th. We've actually chartered that boat. We're going to take them fishing offshore, and hopefully fishing is the medium. And our goal is to mentor and to start a mentoring relationship with those students to try to intervene and hopefully give them a positive contact with law enforcement and an adult. Those things are much needed for those students, and we're just very excited about it.
Great idea. Cool and, deal, you know, man. such a fantastic program. Probably many of these kids have never been on the water, never been on a boat, and to expose them with you police officers on a boat in such a great thing of taking them fishing. Good on you there.
That's awesome, really great. Victor. Yeah, great job. That's cool.
Yeah, really fun.
Yeah, thank you. This show gives me some good practice to get ready for my knots and get ready for our crew skills and stuff. I can't wait to get out there. The bluefin are going crazy. I see that they're catching yellowfin now, too. I'm excited.
And the good news, too, with on the Dolphin, you're going to be the local fishing, the calico bass, the barracuda, sand bass has been getting better every day. It's going to be a one-on-one fishing experience, one kid to one officer, and these are all officers from the San Diego Harbor Police, correct?
Yes, sir. We do have some officers from the San Diego Unified School District Police Department. They've partnered up with us. They're helping us out. They're also providing a bus to try to transport the kids from their school to the Sport Fishing Association, where we're going to greet them and partner them up with their officer buddies, and then walk over to Fisherman's Landing and take off on the Dolphin. So
that's great.
We're very excited about it. This is going to be on Wednesday, June 26th, hopefully it's great weather, and the crew on the Dolphin is an excellent crew with a good captain, and they're going to take us out and hit the local kelp beds and hopefully we catch some fish.
Indeed, you certainly will, and it's such a good thing for you there. And this is another reason why supporting Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo, is such a great event. And we hope to see you at the Big Captain's Reception on Sunday, June 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing. If you want to come, give me a call, and we'll get you in there, okay?
Yeah, so sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Victor. Well, appreciate
Victor,
your time,
yeah.
And thanks for doing all the great stuff that you do.
Thank you for having me, and happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Victor.
To you.
Forget
all
how
right.
important that is.
Yeah, indeed.
Got it,
thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. How about we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
I'm telling my inner Bart Hall right now. I'm actually making breakfast as we talk. So
very good.
Got a couple questions for Ryan. One is, I'm getting my 12, almost 13-year-old now. He's really catching the bug. I'm trying to get him out with the best skippers I can find. I took him out with Greg in the asset a couple of years ago. But I don't know if he's ready for a big game hunt yet. Is there a way to tell on your website or on the landing if you're going to target yellowtail or small, or, you know, go for the school grade tuna? And the other question I have is, are you still recommending that longer top shot of mono on these, even for the big tuna? And what's your connection then from that mono to the floral we'd be using?
Yeah, So as far as taking your 12-year-old fishing, I would say absolutely you can do it. I would start them out on probably a half-day trip first. You know, I don't know if you've already done that or not. And as far as what we are targeting, that is a week-to-week decision. Sometimes we have to do a last-minute switch based on information that has popped up. The ocean's constantly changing. Best thing to do would be check the Seaforth website or the boat's website, or we're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and that is where we keep our customers up to date on what we're doing. And we try to give as much notice as possible as far as what we're targeting.
You do a great job posting things on Facebook, for sure.
Yeah,
every
day.
Track of what you're doing on Facebook.
We post every day, and we try to give as much notice as possible. With that being said, sometimes it just has to be a last-minute decision because, you know, we take what the ocean gives us.
Right.
And if something pops up, we're going to do our best to get on it. So, and as far as the long top shot of monofilament, we like it on the San Diego. We would recommend people, with the exception of a few techniques, you know, like if you're fishing a flat fall lure or this sinker rig, you know, you probably don't need the long top shot of mono. But for fly lining, we like people to fill their spool halfway with Spectra, then fill the other half with mono and just tie a short piece of fluorocarbon to that mono with a good connection. If you're not sure about that connection right there, the mono to fluorocarbon, we see fail if it's not tied properly. So have the crew tie it. I forget the name of the knot that we tie on the boat, but we tie it daily, and the crew can do it for you. They can show you how to do it. It's really easy. We like that monofilament because of shock absorption. A perfect example is one of our really good passengers last week, one of our best bait fishermen that comes out, gets a lot of bites. He hooked 4 of these bluefin and lost them all.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's not like this guy. And I was talking to him on the way in, and I said, what's up? And he said, I learned my lesson today using a short top shot. Mm-hmm. He was using 65-pound Spectra to 6 or 8 feet of fluorocarbon, and that's it. Combined with a small hook, you can do it. You can pull it off like that, but you need to keep in mind that there is zero stretch in your game, and so there's some things you have to do because you don't have
such as
a softer fishing rod,
okay,
a looser drag. You now cannot use the fine wire, the lighter wire hooks. Mm-hmm. Those are not an option to you.
Yeah.
Which the more finessey hooks, lighter wire, help you get bites.
Yeah.
So you can certainly pull it off, but you need to adjust and know that there is zero stretch anywhere. And the thing I always say is, unless that fish is hooked perfectly, you know, in a hard spot of the mouth, just the boat rolling 4 feet on a swell will rip that hook out of the mm-hmm. mouth. And we see it when the fish is at color. You know?
I was just going to say, and it doesn't happen in the beginning of your fight. It's after you've been pulling on them for 45 minutes and you're tired and your lower back hurts and your forearms are burning and you can finally see it and start to get yourself excited.
The fish is close to the boat. There's even less stretch at that point. There's a short line out. There's only 20 feet of line out. You've now worn a little hole in the fish's mouth. The boat rolls, and your hook pulls.
Oh.
We see it daily.
Daily.
And you're looking at your
100-plus-pound
fish go gliding off.
Oh, man.
With a top shot of mono or a long top shot of fluorocarbon with some stretch in your program, you most likely would have landed that fish.
Interesting. All right. Good tips there, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, you talked about the great people at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and you're, of course, one of them, and great boat, the San Diego there. But one guy I want to signal out at Seaforth, because there's a lot of great guys, is Rambo.
Oh, Jim Hughes.
Captain Jim Hughes on the Cortez. I saw him the other day. That guy is a worker, man. He doesn't age.
No, he is the epitome of work ethic. You know, I think he's the only guy on the dock that's been there longer than I have now. It's Ramp. He's a fixture there.
Yeah.
He's a go-to guy for any maintenance questions, fishing questions. He's seen it all. He's run half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, long-range trips.
Yeah.
He's a wealth of information, and we're lucky to have him.
Oh, yeah. I was watching, and he was wrapping the maintenance up on the Royal Polaris the other day, and I go, you've been fishing your boat? He goes, oh, yeah, we've been fishing. I was like, you're doing this and that? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, last week I did a complete repower. I put a new galley on, ran a long-range trip, and then also helped somebody else put new generators in the boat. No big deal.
That guy's my hero.
He has a heart of gold, you know.
Oh, best ever.
We have had some maintenance projects on the San Diego where, you know, he's busy on his own boat. He comes over and helps us and does the job for us just because, you know, that's who he is.
Yeah,
he had a three-quarter day trip last week, and we both got on an area of bluefin, and it was so fun to fish with
him. That's rad.
We were the only two boats out. He actually had a tackle shop charter that day, so he had a bunch of guys on his boat that I knew, and it was just really cool because sometimes, you know, when the season really gets rolling, you know, there's politics and code groups, and sometimes people don't get to talk a lot to their friends because they're in different groups, and it was just so refreshing to have just one other boat out.
That's right.
And it was Rambo and just talk stories. And, you know, he's worked on Saners. He's worked on long-range boats. He ran the Sea Watch when it first came down here. And he has some great local tuna fishing stories.
I'll bet.
I think it was 83 when they first brought the Sea Watch down to Seaforth, and he was the captain. And that yellowfin was close that year outside La Jolla. He has some 300 fish half-day trips.
Oh, half-day trips.
Half-day.
On yellowfin tuna.
On yellowfin tuna.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got
the stories.
He's got the stories,
So you ever go fishing on the Cortez, hang out with Jim Hughes.
Oh, man. Nothing phases him. Yeah. Great guy.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Don? He's gone on some Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, good morning. I'm actually calling you from Lebanon, Oregon today.
All right. Wow, that's cool, Don.
Using the app. Hey, Captain, just curious, never fished your boat. On a drift, how does the boat actually drift?
We drift stern first on the San Diego. That's like most wood boats. You know, that's how we drift. That's why you see a lot of guys, seasoned anglers, they like to run up to the bow and throw their bait off the bow. We drift stern first. All the lines are going to end up off the bow. Yeah.
Good call.
All right. There you go. Don, enjoy Lebanon, Oregon. Thanks a lot for your phone call this morning.
How about next? We talk to Mike. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi, guys. Happy Father's Day.
Same to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Quick Father's Day joke. When I was 11, I said Happy Father's Day, and my dad said, "Oh, it was nothing." And I said, "What?" He says, "Well, you know where babies come from. You go to the church and you pray, and you go back a week later and they give you one." I went, "Okay, I get it." Anyway, I think, I don't think being spoiled is bad. Like the yellowtail, bluefin, yellowfin, who knows what. But when you're talking about albacore yesterday, I'm thinking the last time I caught an albacore, I had a 10 jig master and a $3 garage sale fishing pole. I took my tackle in a plastic bag from Walmart. So what would you use nowadays if they do show up?
We talk about that a lot on the boat. If these albacore show up again, it's going to be so fun with the new tackle.
Totally.
The Colt Snipers and the Light Spectra. It's going to be a lot of fun. Albacore, there are a lot of different ways to catch them if they do show up, but it's primarily a fly line bait thing.
Yeah.
You know, with the new light wire hooks that are out, it's going to be cool.
It's going to be
Trinidad
fun.
14s and 8-foot, 8-foot soft rods. Yeah. It'll be the gear has come so far. Those albacore don't even realize that we've made the best tackle in the world for them. We're just waiting for them to show back.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we could. What do you think? Could happen this year?
I'm out of the prediction business. I was doing that for a while early in my career, but now I'm not surprised by anything. We call Wahoo.
We caught Wahoo.
And a cow this week.
And a 200-pound bluefin. So nothing.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah, cool. They may catch limits of albacore today, and I wouldn't be surprised.
There you go, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Corey from Escondido up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Corey. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And, Rick, you tell your father a special happy Father's Day. I know my dad and your dad and all of us fished together a couple times, so tell the cops about Happy Father's Day for us.
All right, Corey.
Hey, on the Father's Day note, Pete you may remember, Rick, you may remember, 20 years ago this week, I called to tell you that I was having my first son and becoming the father to a son for the first time. Well, today I'm calling to tell you I'm becoming a grandfather to my first grandson today. So
wow, happy Father's Day to you, Corey.
That's great, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks. And a quick question about passports on the San Diego. Do we need a passport to come out with you, Ryan?
The only time you're going to need a passport to fish with us is when we're fishing the Coronado Islands. When we're within 12 miles of Mexican territory, we have to purchase a visa, a visitor's visa. In order to purchase a visitor's visa, you have to have a passport. So that's a very popular question on social media. Do we need a passport? Do we not need a passport? We hear it every day. If we're fishing offshore, you do not need one.
No, you don't need one. Like what you're currently doing now. Yes. But if you were to go back to the Coronado Islands,
you would need a passport. Yes.
Yeah, or a passport card. If you don't have a passport, when you apply, make sure you apply for that passport card because it's so handy. It's just like a driver's license.
It's so handy.
At this point, we've been saying it for I don't know how many years, but just go get one. If you don't have one, just go get it.
Just go get one. Yeah. It's easy. I had to renew mine a year ago, and it took about 5 days to get it. Yeah.
It's just easy.
Corey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back in and talk to Charles, who's calling us from San Marcos. Good morning, Charles. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys answered my one of my questions was about the Friends of Rollo benefit thing, but I guess that's next weekend.
A week from today at 4 p.m. at Dana Landing.
I will be there.
Great.
How far are you guys booked up on your charter there, and how far ahead do I need to look to get a spot?
On the San Diego.
To come fishing on the San Diego? It really depends. Some day, like yesterday we were sold out, so you wanted to make a reservation. A week in advance is good. Sometimes you can just walk up and get on the boat. Look at the Seaforth website, and it'll tell you how many spots are available.
Seaforthlanding.com, or you can go to
thesandiego.com. Thesandiego.com.
And you can go to schedule, and that'll take you to the Seaforth website.
Right. These offshore trips, we've cut the load down to 44 passengers 44. Instead of 55.
Nice.
And some of the weekend trips lately have been filling up, but a lot of our weekday trips have had 25, 30 people.
Crazy.
Plenty of space. It's a real comfortable number. So
now, what about tackle? What if you don't have tackle and you want to go on one of these offshore trips that target a bluefin tuna? Do you have the rental tackle at Seaforth Sport Fishing?
Absolutely. Seaforth has. They will do whatever it takes to keep everyone in the game. And what they've done in the last couple of years with this big bluefin showing up is they rent two speeds. They rent 50-pound two-speed reels, and it's exactly like we recommend. It's halfway filled up with Spectra. The other half is filled with 50-pound mono. And I tell you, those rental reels have caught more of these bluefin this year than any other reel. They're like a 40-size narrow reel. It's perfect. They hold a lot of line. If they get a bite, they stay on because they have that stretch. And
top it with fluorocarbon?
We do. We tie a fluorocarbon leader on everyone's rod. We tie like 5 or 6 feet just for, invisibility.
Okay.
But when we see one get a bite on those rental reels, we feel very good about
it. That's cool. So it's set up the way you want it.
A lot of times we'll see someone hook one and we'll be like, ooh, no, this isn't going to be good. Yeah, we're not going to get this one. When we see someone get a bite on the rental tackle, myself and the crew, we're excited. We're going to get
it. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing, giving away two tickets to one lucky caller going fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5255.
5414 or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner going fishing on a full-day trip and getting to bring somebody on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. What a cool prize that is.
Father-daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's going to Bob calling from Dana Point today. Bob, congratulations. I know you're no stranger to the boat, and you're getting a couple passes coming. You're ready to go have a great time and get that streak over with and go get your big bluefin.
Happy Father's Day. And Ryan, speaking of father-daughter, you ever get your daughter out there?
I have not got her out on a fishing trip yet, but she's been whale watching when she was real young, and we're going to get her out soon. That's how it all starts, and I'd like to say good morning to my daughter, Emmy, this morning. Emmy, I know she's listening.
She's so cool. Good morning, Emmy.
Definitely. And happy Father's Day to all out there. And, of course, fantastic operation, the San Diego, and it's a great opportunity to have you in the studio here in our brand-new studio, the Fan Studio.
This is nice.
We're very, very excited to be here. And somebody wants to ride to San Diego, what's the plan here? Are we going to continue to go for bluefin?
We are, for sure, for the next week. We put it on for another week, and we're constantly monitoring everything.
Yes.
We're keeping track of the Coronado Islands. We're keeping track of the tuna fishing. Whatever we feel is the best option for everyone is where we're going to go.
Okay.
Right now, it's a week-to-week decision.
Sure.
There's yellowfin not too far away.
Right.
And that's the big hit. You know,
yeah.
If we can start catching 100 yellowfin a day, that is perfect offshore fishing. So check the website, check the Instagram, check the Facebook. We'll keep you guys updated. We run every single day, so we're always on the water keeping tabs on it.
Out of C4 Sport Fishing.
C4 Sport Fishing.
All right, very good. All right, this sandiego.com or c4landing.com are the websites, and, of course, the phone number 619-224-3383.
Yes, that's
all right.
Good.
Very good. All right, Brian, appreciate that. Happy Father's Day to you. And I want to thank Brian and Adam for all their hard work here. Sure, appreciate that. Doing a great job here at The Fan for us. And thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Eric, Joel, and Jeff from Tomahawk Sport Fishing out of Fisherman's Landing going to be right here talking tuna, I'm sure. And then speaking of tuna, the wicked tuna man himself, Paul Hebert, will be here in our studio here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan.